Hello there. Congratulations. Guess what? You have made it to the end of week 2. And that means today is day 14, which is almost the halfway point of this 31-day program. So I'm impressed. A lot of people give up programs like this because they feel it's too time-consuming. They can't fit it in. And you've made it this far. So if you made it this far, keep going. It's awesome. We're on the end of week 2, going into week 3 in a bit. But to punctuate this module of working with the mind, we're just going to do a general gratitude for the mind as a whole. So the elements that we've explored so far have been thoughts, visual elements, some sound, the ability to shift our attention, desire, aversion, and then awareness itself. So we'll hold space for all of this, the whole experience of the mind, and just what it's like to almost be in awe of it, an appreciation for it. So let's follow our routine. We will settle on in, find a comfortable posture. Invite the eyes to close if that feels comfortable. Take a nice deep breath to anchor us into this moment. Invite the jaw to soften, the shoulders, the belly. Feeling the breath at its natural rhythm. The gift of being able to breathe. And then the gift of being able to know that you're breathing. The mind that is aware of what is happening. The mind that knows sounds or noises or pains, discomforts in the body, and the joy in the body, the pleasant experiences. And then the mind that has the judgments around it. It's good, it's bad. I want that, I don't want that. Or maybe if something's too much for us to focus on right now, we're able to shift our attention someplace else. So notice where the attention is right now. And all the thoughts that are going through our mind, flooding our minds. It's like a circus, but circuses can be a lot of fun. Sometimes they're terrifying. Sometimes they're really enjoyable. But it's all about the relationship we're taking to the experience. So can we take a grateful relationship to the circus of our mind, the thoughts, the visuals, desire, aversion, it all just coming and going, shifting, changing. It's incredible. And you don't need to sit here and just go, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Instead, watch the mind with a curiosity, with a sense of wonder. And you might find that gratitude arises organically. And so this space of appreciating the various elements of the mind is something that you can tune into at any part of your day, at any point in your life. There's always an opportunity to appreciate what is here, even if it's a mind that is generating a lot of resistance, or mind that's really clinging on to something, by bringing gratitude toward that, we loosen its grip on us. We become more spacious around what it was that we were once enslaved to. And so it seems counterintuitive to appreciate these things that we often don't appreciate or that we're trying to get rid of. But by honoring the fullness of the experience and that there's a positive intention behind even these things that we see to be hurting us, lets us not get so carried away in judgment, frustration, extra stress around the things that are here in our own minds. So we'll be transitioning tomorrow into day 15, which will be the beginning of week 3, where we'll be working with gratitude for emotions, more of our internal landscape. And just to say again, you are doing great for making it up into this point. It speaks to your commitment to this program and to yourself and your own well-being. So I'm proud of you, and I'm looking forward to getting going tomorrow. Until then, keep having fun with your mind and take care.